Bears with a two-game road trip to close things out tonight. They are in Arizona for the last time. Good evening, Cam Moon, along with Bob Stauffer, Reed Wilkins, Rob Brown, Jack Michaels, Brendan Escott. We are the Oilers Radio Network. Keller on the right side to Kerfoot, across to Valimaki. He'll shoot it, and the save made by Pickard. He holds on to that. Just 22 seconds gone here in a scoreless first to Desharnais on the left wing to Carrick. He'll take a hard hit from O'Brien. The crowd reacts to that. Mark fired into the Oiler, and O'Brien scores. It got fired towards the Oilers zone. Hit the referee, and O'Brien just skated into it. Throws it in behind the net. Ekholm to Bouchard. Now out to Nugent Hopkins. Comes down the left wing and over the Coyote line. Nugent Hopkins to the middle. That was off the post. No, they say that's a goal.
After review that the puck did not cross the goal line, we have no goal.
Well, nobody thought it was, except for the one ref. Nugent Hopkins has it left wing. He'll get it across to McDavid, to Bouchard. The one-timer and a glove save made by Connor Ingram. He holds onto it. Just 16 seconds into this power play for Draisaitl. To the blue line, Bouchard to Ekholm in front. Scores! Ekholm shot it. Carrick redirected it. And this game is tied at one. Holloway comes in on the right, gets by Valimaki. He's going to drive him. Front of the net. A shot and a save by Ingram off of Henrik. Puck shot down the left wing, and Michelli will get to it first. What a chance there from Adam Henrik. Wanted to get it to Hyman. Went over his stick. Bouchard will center the puck to Hyman. The shot and a save made by Ingram went off him up in the air onto the back of the net. Right to Keller. Loops back at his own blue line. Keller into the Oiler end. Now on the left for Schmaltz. Out to Keller and shot and a save made by Pickard. He covers it up. Clayton Keller. McBain's going to bring it out for Arizona. The pass to Michelli. The breakaway. He'll come in. Scores. Michelli pulls it to the backhand. Goes glove side on Pickard. It's 2-1 for the Coyotes. And Arizona and Brown goes after it. But McDavid in front to Draisaitl. That save by Ingram. He covered it up as Leon Draisaitl got the pass from McDavid right in front of the goal. Now to Kerfoot, left side, to the blue line, to Durzi. On the right, to Keller, to Schmaltz, to Keller! The shot and the save made by Pickard. He looked behind him, but he had it under the pad. 2-1, Coyotes here in the third. To Gunther down the right wing. Now he comes in front to Kroos. The backhand scores. Lawson Kroos got sprung down the left wing. Goes backhand, glove side on Pickard. It's 3-1 for Arizona. He'll find Fogle down the right side, in over the line, cuts in the middle. His shot scores! What a blast by Warren Fogle! And the Oilers cut the Coyote lead to 3-2. 54 seconds to go on the man advantage. Keller to Gunther, shoots, scores! Dylan Gunther rips it off the post and in. It's a power play goal. And the Coyotes are up 4-2. Draisaitl to the middle to Ekholm. His shot, now blocked in front of the net. Cleared down the ice. Scores. Durzi put that one into the middle of the Oiler net from inside the hash marks in his own end. Pickard can sweep it behind the net to Broberg with 17 seconds to go here in the third period. Connor Brown on the right wing. He's able to dump it in. It'll go in behind the net. 8 seconds left. Ingram up the right side. Josh Brown will get it out. And the Coyotes in Arizona are no more. They win it 5-2 over the Oilers here at the Mullet Arena. The Coyotes have been here since 96. And this is the last game.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.